The following program is presented by Kevin Shorey Ministries, whose mission is to fulfill the Great Commission by spreading the word that Jesus is the answer for this world today. Live from Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee, it's time once again for another edition of AM Kevin, starring evangelist, composer, and gospel artist Kevin Shorey and the entire AM Kevin Club gang. And now, reaching coast to coast and around the world with the message that Jesus is the answer for this world today, is your host, Kevin Shorey.
Well, hello, isn't it a great day to serve the Lord? I'm so glad you're watching the AM Kevin Club today, and you say, football's not going on. Why are you wearing your Cowboys stuff? Because we have the only positive cowboy on. I don't have a cowboy hat, so I thought I'd have put on my Cowboys hat. Thank you. We'll be here all day. I'm going to shut up and let Mr. Positive Cowboy sing for us. Here's Jim Sheldon back on the program with a great song called Yes, He Did. Come on.
At the age of 18, found myself on the road to Calvary, wondering if the Lord would save a sinner such as me. Kneeling there before him, I was scared and all alone, knowing for the thing I'd done that he would be my home.
Yeah.
But when I said I'm sorry and I asked if he'd forgive, but he did, oh Lord, yes he did. Gave me of my sin, but past since go and sin no more. Set my feet on a righteous path that leads to heaven's shore. He showed me how the Christian life is life abundantly. When we stand upon his word, let him daily lead. Looking back, I'm still amazed at what he did so I could live. But he did, oh Lord, yes he did. As he walked with me, I found that I can be all I could be. Since the Lord became the root that grounds my family tree, no longer in the darkness, I am thriving in the light. Learning how to lean on him and fighting the good fight. To God be all the glory, let the sinner not forget what he did, oh Lord, what he did. He forgave me of my sinful past, let's go and sin no more. Set my feet on a righteous path that leads to heaven's shore. He showed me how the Christian life is life abundantly. When we stand upon his word, let him daily lead. Looking back, I'm still amazed at what he did so I could live. But he did, oh Lord, yes he did.
Everybody.
He forgave me of my sinful past, let's go and sin no more. Set my feet on a righteous path that leads to heaven's shore. He showed me how the Christian life is life abundantly. When we stand upon his word, let him daily lead. Looking back, I'm still amazed at what he did so I could live. But he did, oh Lord, yes he did. Looking back, I'm still amazed at what he did so I could live. But he did, oh Lord, yes he did. Well, he did, oh Lord, yes he did.
crowd goes wild. Yes, he did. Yes, he did, and he still does. Amen. He is still going to do it for you. We're going to join in prayer because today's holiday, of course, as you know, and I hope you know, that today is the National Day of Prayer. I don't even have to run the holiday B-roll, whatever, with the dancing kitten today because it is the National Day of Prayer. And Jim's going to be right back in just a second, right over there at the singing set. And we're just so glad when he's here. He does bring a positivity, a spirit with him that is so awesome. And it's going to be a positive day today. And I'm glad y'all are here. Sherry and her great potatoes of Idaho. There you go. Darius and Judy in Texas, deep in the heart of Texas. Larry and Laura and Charlene, it's so good to see you in. God morning to you as well. And Laura said, tell it, Larry. I don't know what Larry. Hi, Larry. Tell it, Larry. LOL. What did Larry say? I must have missed what Larry said. But in 1775, Continental Congress made this a National Day of Prayer. So from the very beginning, actually, before we were independent, 1775, because in 1776, you know, right, we became a nation. 1775, the Continental Congress said that we'll start this country before we are a country. Will be a National Day of Prayer. In 1952, President Truman then signed it into law that this would be the National Day of Prayer and at the first Thursday of every May of every year. And in 1988, Congress made it into a law that the president must proclaim it. I don't know if our current president has yet, but he must proclaim that this is a National Day of Prayer for the nation. And I don't know if he has, but whether he does or not, we are still. We're going to pray, aren't we? We're a people of prayer, and we are going to go to him in prayer right now. Lord, I thank you. I praise you. And yes, just like Laura, I agree with Laura. You said, "Where two or more agree, it shall be done." And so we just say right now, God, that touch America and reach the lost souls, the people that are sick in mind and body and spirit, and just bring back this nation to be one nation under God. This National Day of Prayer was made so that we could get back into check our nation back to you. And I just pray that we will be that nation that you have called. You said, blessed is the nation whose God is the true Lord Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, may this nation come back. We pray. Bring peace here, peace in Israel, peace in the Ukraine and around the world. We know you're coming soon because there's wars and rumors of wars. And you said that's a sign. But Lord, until then, pour out your spirit upon all flesh and bring peace. Let your old men dream dreams and your young men see visions, and your handmaidens and daughters of Zion prophesy and speak your word. I proclaim healing for everybody in their bodies just by the authority we have in your word. Restoration and healing for families. Every business, job, career, and ministry shall move forward this year. Every transaction will be successful. Every goal will be met. Every God-given dream will be accomplished. Favor, blessing, increase, success, prosperity, and fruitfulness into every endeavor for your people, I pray today. And most of all, because we need to hear from you, so may we speak up for you and not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Continue bringing healing to Charlene right now. And every battle, we know the battle is the Lord, so we give it over to you. Healing Charlene, and Laura has asked time and time again, but God, bring healing and provision. Ruth's in the house. Bless Ruthie and touch her and bring her provision and healing, I pray, for everyone that is watching and everybody that's going to watch. Karen, I just felt a special urgency to pray for her just the other day. And so continue to touch her out there in California. For Beth and her two sons, she brought her to mind right now. So I know she needs a touch from you out there in San Francisco. Help her right now. And I thank you and I praise you that you'd our words don't just bounce off the ceiling or just float up into the sky, but they go straight to the throne room. And the appointed time, healing, deliverance, restoration, and increase shall be sent down, dispatched to us as we wait upon you. I give you praise today, God, and I thank you. This is a program of prayer. This is a nation that should be of prayer. Let God be God on this National Day of Prayer. May we all look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. In Jesus' mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. I just sense his presence, and I hope you do too. I just love the presence of the Lord, and I love to practice his presence. I love to worship him. I love to spend time with him. Most of all, I love to share him with others. That's why I do what I do, and that's why I'm an evangelist. That's why I do social media, television, go out on the road, all these things, because I love to let people know, to remind them, and maybe they heard it for the first time, that Jesus is the answer, because he is. He's the answer for everything that we face. You know, the economy, Jesus. Terrorism, Jesus. Protection, Jesus. Provision, Jesus. You know, the protests and the hatred, the anti-Semitic hatred that's going, it must have been here all along. Of course, hatred and racism and prejudice is a devil thing. And so as long as the devil's still around, roaming like a roaring lion, seeking who may devour, that's always going to be around. But the answer is Jesus. For greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And so I just think it's all about Jesus. And so that's why all my shows are all about Jesus. Yeah, we have fun. We're about to take our medicine, have fun, and tell some jokes. But it all is about leading people to Jesus. That's the positive message, because the gospel is good news or positive news, right? So it's all about, it's the heartbeat of Jim and his ministry, the Positive Cowboy. And Jim, I'm so glad when you come here, you bring the preach out of me. I think every time you come, man, I can't keep quiet, but the show's about you, not me today. So I mean, it's about Jesus, but you know that. But anyway, so I found some little cute jokes about prayer. Of course, you say jokes about prayer. Well, you know, that's why you have to stay tuned.
Here's Kevin with today's jokes.
All right, so I do have some jokes, but now they're just cute little deals. All right, so let's start with this one. The dogs, do you know what a dog's favorite prayers? All right, this is going to be rough, but I'm going to get through it. A dog's favorite prayer? Reflection. Reflection. I knew that was going to maybe not land, so I'm going to bow out. Thank you. Thank you. Be here all day. Please don't have any bone to pick with me. Anyway, I prefer to move on. I could go all day with those. Okay, so I knew that was not going to land that great, so I always have a backup, Jim. Right? We've got to stay positive. All right, the ingredients of a salad, they all got together. A salad got together. And you know, when a salad gets together, you know the first thing that they say before they do anything? Of course, I know the punchline, so I'm already laughing. When a salad gets together, the first thing they say, let us pray. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. I'm glad you're here to back me up, Jim. Jim's here. Jim, of course, with Bev McCann. We just had on last week, you know, Bev. And they have the Family Friendly Entertainment Corporation, but the whole Family Friendly Network and Television Network, and with all the programs, we're going to talk about that. Of course, Jim also is the Positive Cowboy. He has all of music that is available on, I think it's jimsheldon.com, right? Music, jimsheldonmusic.com. And I try to memorize, but I'm not that good. You know, I smell like an old person. But anyway, jimsheldonmusic.com. And like what I was telling him, I was complimenting him on his CDs, because they're not just, 9 to 10 songs. He's got 14 on this one and then 15 on this one. And he's done a lot of these songs on here. I see the one that I love, The Father for the Fatherless. I love that song. And so many more. And he's done Gloves. He's got to do Gloves. He can't leave the building till he does Gloves. So he's going to end with Gloves. But right now he's got a song that means a lot, and he's going to come over and talk about it after he sings it. But here is that song. What's that? Oh, yes, you're going to be. I'm so glad you told me that. You know, Ann Downing, we did the same, because the microphone was not working. And so I mean, it was working, but it was making a lot of noise while she was holding it. So I muted her, and then she started to sing, and I had to run and unmute her. So thank you for helping me.
Sure.
Jim does television, so he knows.
Yes.
But the deal is, they started yelling at me right away. They would just, turn her up. Why, I can't hear.
They want to hear her.
I know. So I said, I'm doing the best I can. I was like, I hope you didn't take offense that I said I'm doing the best I can, because I am. And I didn't really get offended that you said turn her up. You were helping me. But remember, I have one producer, and his name is Larry. Anyway, so here is Jim Sheldon with his mic turned up to sing. Oh, yes. I love this song. I'm going home. Yes.
Her time on earth will soon be done, as a family get around her bed. She couldn't move at all. If she could have, she would have said, I'm going home, my trials are over. I'm going home, my race here is through. So don't cry for me, 'cause I'm leaving. I'm going home, and I'll be waiting for you. Tears were flowing like a river, as a family said goodbye. The next day she was gone from her body to live in the sweet by and by. I am at home, no more pain or sorrow. I am at home with a body brand new. So don't cry for me, 'cause I'm leaving. I am at home, and I'll be waiting for you. So don't cry for me, 'cause I've left there. I am at home, and I am waiting for you.
Amen. Jim Sheldon, the positive cowboy with I'm Going Home and I'm There. We know that there is a wonderful reunion waiting for us home.
Yes,
Come on over here, Brother Jim. Let's talk a little bit. And for those who are just tuning in, by the way, Patty, I don't know if you saw yesterday's program, but thank you for that email. I enjoyed reading that, and I'm so happy for you and proud of you about the radio opportunity and your new opportunities of ministry. God bless you, Miss Patty, and all that good stuff. But, you know, Jim, wow. And Phyllis has joined in. I'm so glad to see everybody. God bless you all. Let's start with that song, and then we'll talk about all the different things. And by the way, I was just going to say, Did you catch the, I don't have a cowboy hat, so I put a
That's
cowboy's.
That's all right. I would have brought you one. I have spares at home.
Yes.
Yes,
well,
sir. Yes, sir.
I tend to keep that. If you.
Well, we sang last Saturday, and Mark forgot his, so I gave him one of mine to wear.
I was for sure that Mel had one around here, because, you know, Mel used to live
here.
Oh,
yeah.
But I looked everywhere, and I bet there's one in storage. So by the next time you come,
maybe,
I'll be wearing a Mel.
Maybe he, did they bury him with his boots and his hat?
No. No, no, but I think he had boots on. I don't know, but no hat. He had this beautiful suit. I don't know if I had ever seen him, but he always dressed so good. He always dressed his band.
I've always enjoyed him as
the Statesiders.
He always kept him in suits.
He
had a positive image whenever you saw him.
Always
smiling, upbeat,
and
all
in all that we did, three different memorials.
Yes.
You know, because different places, and everyone was nothing but positive about how they even said that. He used the word blessed. He blessed us every time we went to his concert. It was like
he was
a minister, you know.
Yes.
Anyway, not about Mel, but I hope I'll get a Mel hat. Of course, his head was a little smaller than mine, so I don't know, but we'll figure it out. but you like cowboys?
I do, sir. Yes, sir.
It's probably not your favorite
team.
My
dad was raised in San Antonio, so he was a big cowboy.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, that's where I got engaged.
Yeah, in fact, they had a ranch in the Braunfels.
Yeah.
2,000-acre ranch at one time.
Yeah.
In fact, it bordered L.B. Shea's ranch.
So you are kind of a Texan then.
Yeah, it's in the blood.
It's in the blood.
It's just not. I think I raised in New Orleans because he was in the oil business.
Ah.
He went from UT, University to New Orleans to work for Humble Oil. Then he went independent.
Ah. Met
my mom, and that's how I'm
here. Yes. Well, then how did you end up over here?
Well, of course, I graduated from seminary, went to serve churches, and then I have failed marriage.
What seminary? Where did you go?
New Orleans Baptist Seminary.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Graduated in 81.
Yeah.
My first church full-time was in a town called Bell, Missouri, between Raleigh and Jefferson City.
Yes, sir.
And then I went to a church in King George, Virginia, it was called Northern Neck.
Mel, there you go. We have a Mel.
Between the Richmond and the, what's that river? I think it's the Rappahannock that borders Maryland and Virginia there.
Yeah.
You know, and then things went kind of sour, but anyway. And then I met my wife. I was singing country music at a place called Cotton Eye Joe's near Andrews Air Force Base. I got up stage singing From a Jack to a King, and then she asked me to dance. And come August, we'll be 32 years dancing together.
I remember that story when you said that.
We led our kids to Christ. My daughter went and got her mom back in church. Now I take care of them in New Orleans. Got my grandson in a fine Christian school.
Oh, what town did you say you're in now?
Now?
Yeah.
I live in Scottsville, Kentucky.
Maybe it was where you met your wife.
I met her at a place called Cotton Eye Joe's.
Cotton Eye Joe's.
In Camp Springs, Maryland, near Andrews Air Force Base. Because
I
was in Northern Virginia. She was working for Parker Agriculture in D.C., and we met that way. And
You and Johnny Cash, you've been everywhere, man.
Pretty much.
I guess so.
Not all good and all bad either. I didn't go to prison, no jail. I made some bad decisions, but I didn't do too many.
And who of us have not?
I know.
Well, Laura and Larry, their joke was, you live in Nashville and you don't have a cowboy hat. Oh, I guess not. I'm not a real Tennessean yet, I guess.
She doesn't.
Yes, you don't. No, so no. Ruth doesn't. Ruth is in the house today.
Maybe if I had a good head of hair, I might, but I don't have a good head of hair, so I have a hat.
Well, I still got mine. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you, Lord, and my father, I guess.
You know, God told me he made a few perfect heads, the rest he covered with hair. God's still working on me. I'm almost there.
That's a good one. That is a good one. For every bald person that comes on, I'll
That's
share
right.
That.
Here you go. Hey.
That's really good. But, man, you came. Let's talk about that song, that I'm Going Home.
That was written for a good friend of mine, Cowboy Roy Hall.
Who's been on the program by way of Skype.
I was on my second album with
Bev
at Homeland. I was needing this another song. My sister had passed. And my mom was really having a hard time grieving. And she was living in Hendersonville, North Carolina. We were in Danville, Kentucky at the time. And I needed a song to encourage her about Barbara, you know. And so Roy and I got talking on Facebook and whatever. He sent me this poem. And I asked him, I said, this is my sister's personality. She would have said this kind of thing, although her death was sudden. And so he sang a tune. I took it to Nick Bruno, who was producing for us then. He put the tune together, and we sang the song. And a couple years later, I put it out because, you know, this song I wouldn't think would be a radio song.
Yeah.
But it went to number 14.
Yeah.
Put it out there.
Oh, of course.
And so it's amazing. It's kind of launched. Roy has come quite a writer.
Songwriter, huh?
Yeah. He's the song that Steve Warren does, Free.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
That's the second time it's done number
it's
one with an artist.
Right. You know? He tickles
so
me.
So God blesses despite our situation, doesn't he?
He does.
But the thing was, it was able to get my sister, my mom, to accept her passing, that Barbara's in a better place. She got saved. We got to see all the people who committed that. I got mom to move back with us in Kentucky. Got mom back in church. She got involved with Passionate Friends, which is a support for parents because, you know, children going before is not the natural order. And so God took her grief then and helped her to help other people in their griefing.
Isn't that awesome?
That's God. And so she realized she got saved, got back into her dedicated life to Christ. And so all these things are catalyzed by serving God, giving God an order.
Yeah.
You know, this month of May is a
Oh, as, yeah,
as
tell folks.
Almost, almost exciting as Christmas time is
yeah.
for me.
I feel the same way.
Because that first song I sang, yes, he did, on the 7th, next Tuesday, I was spent 52 years in Jesus Christ at 18 years old.
That awesome?
2 weeks from graduating high school, May 7th, 1972.
Yeah.
The First Baptist Church in Owens, we were in the middle of a Celebrate Live production. I was singing the part of the angel. Realizing I was knowing things I'd done, I cried. I said, then I need to know this Jesus.
Yeah.
I need to have this Jesus we're talking about.
Yeah.
Went down, gave my life then. And God knew what was ahead. And I'd already, my parents divorced, so my life was already a mess.
Yeah.
You know, and I was just seeking help. And it shows no matter where you are, God knows those things.
Amen.
And he's prepared to bring you and give you what you need.
Oh, amen. I mean,
and so that's that song there. And it's really everything from... But my life there on has been God's blessing to become his positive cowboy.
I mean, you. How did you get Positive Cowboy as a name?
Well, in 2012, we came up with the idea with the Music City Show. We kept watching all the efforts to put gospel music out. And I said, God's music needs to have a better platform. So we put together a show. We filmed it at North Store, which is now Skyway Studios.
Mm-hmm.
Back when Pat Robinson owned it. Anyway, we filmed it. We had a crew of about 26 people. We had a full band on there, a live audience. We had all the great Southern gospel groups in there. And second season, we had Oak Ridge Boys, had Lynn Anderson, others. Anyway, to have a variety, we created another scene with a Red Barn and Hay, and I always go out there and do country-style hymns and gospel tunes with an acoustical band. And so they said, we need to come up to catch people's eyes on it. They said, you're always smiling, always putting out this positive image, and the audiences are reflecting back. So we'll call you the Positive Cowboy.
Yeah.
And at first, I was kind of like a little taken for that. Wow, I felt, I don't know if I can. But it's amazing how as I gained my confidence through that. You know, like the story of Lone Ranger, he could get his revenge or go back to doing it by putting that mask on. Now, it wasn't the old self. It was like the new self.
Yeah.
And so when you're born again, you become a new person.
Come on.
Right?
Clark Kent, Superman.
And it took, took what Moses to 90 to get where he was ready for God to lead, right?
Yeah.
So God, my timing, all that kind of stuff. And so... it's given me a platform. Well, it's not me, it's God through the Positive Cowboy.
Yeah.
You know, and it's open doors that Jim Sheldon wouldn't have opened, but Bev could call and say, would you like to have the Positive Cowboy?
Yeah.
Even though they don't know me, they say they like the term there.
That's great.
You know, I go places, hear
and
me sing, they'll
you.
Say, there's that cowboy on that TV show.
Yeah.
You know, and that opens the doors, you know.
No, I know. You put on your cape and you're, you know, getting the phone book, but you don't wear
actually,
an
I put
S.
On, I put on my
P.
hat and my vest.
Put on
now,
your
there
hat.
You go.
Yes. The Positive Cowboy. I tell you, if Robert Schuller was still around, he'd probably have you on the Crystal Cathedral as a regular.
I would love to. I used to love watching him.
Hour of
I
Power.
Really,
you,
oh, yes.
Positive Cowboy.
Yes,
it
sir.
Makes so much sense. And not only... is Jim, positive, and testimony through song and traveling and doing shows. Now, for about 3 years now, you say?
3 years here.
He is the owner and operator of the Family
Entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole
Jimmy
network.
Jones, who owned that for years, Mary Faye Family Film. I got to know him when he was in Destrehan rebuilding the infrastructure at the Katrina New Orleans. Mm-hmm. My daughter lives in West Virginia, so I go there. Anyway, I got to know him real well. They almost adopted me as part of their family.
Yeah.
And so in September prior his passing, he called me up and asked me if I would pray about taking over, because none of the family members had the wherewithal to keep the dream going. And so we prayed and did it 3 years ago, almost this month. We settled on it. And Bev and I were always already had the Nashville 37201. We already had a few new shows we were doing. We were editing the Music City Show the seventh season, make sure it's ready to go back out and still.
Wow.
And so yeah. And then we created new shows.
You got the Music City Show,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You have Bev. I don't know if she's still doing her kitchen and cooking. She said she was wore out about doing it. I don't know.
I think so. But it was in her home.
Yeah.
They remodeled the whole kitchen. It was a fine show.
Well, then that's the one I want to be
on.
You
called
her
Candy Lady. Well, I tell you what. You won't find a better cook in town.
The Bev McKenzie or the Nashville Beat.
This is an interview, one-on-one she does.
And the Nashville Corner.
That's an hour of country, bluegrass, and gospel music. We've had we had a lot of big names. We've had Marty Rabin. We've had the Frizzell Brothers.
Wow.
We've had Jimmy Fortune, quite a few, Chris Golan. You know, all these things. And it's an hour of fun program. I sing every show, my Music City Quartet. Sings every show, and it's all done live.
We're going to get the quartet on.
We have a band in there, and we have Sue Duffel, who does a comedy corner for us.
Who's that?
Sue Duffel.
Yes, we need Sue.
She does a comedy corner. She's fun.
I love comedians. We have as many as we can on here.
And then Marty Smith, he's our host.
Yeah.
And we're now getting ready to finish filming and get season 4 for that up.
That's wonderful.
So, and then also I have Positive Country Records.
Right.
Label. I wanted to stop being
independent. As if you didn't have enough things to do.
Well, I understand from a church, I guess, since I started out in church work, I know what a trust it is to bring in someone you don't know behind your pulpit.
Yeah.
And so because I understand that, I want to be sure the pastors know that I'm not a fly-by-night guy.
Right. You're not.
That I have a base I work with.
Yeah.
That I'm not on my own out there.
Yeah.
You know, what God sent out his guys two by two, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So they weren't just one person.
No. And I just know you feel like I do. Whatever I can do, I'm going to go into every area of everything, radio, television, social media, wherever I can go.
Yes.
And of course, in person as well, to wherever. And because I believe time is short. Don't you think Jesus is coming?
I do. I really do. And see, also, I knew I didn't want to have to take someone from raw to better. I pray, God, just send me artists who are already accomplished.
That's good.
They just need someone to avoid, I'd say, the sharks.
Yeah.
And be able to find their potential.
Unfortunately, they're out
that
there.
That God's put in there. And we have Mark Fain as our producer. Steve Chandler is our engineer. Yeah, and the guys he brings in, best of best.
That's
so that
awesome.
Way, can you imagine a new audience, a new artist coming in and having him produce and sound? They have guys like Brent Mason, all the guys come in and play for you, you know? And you may spend the same money or more, but you realize you got something that people know, you know? And so that's what we give them. And we have our, we develop our own comp. A disc that Randall Wiles, who Christian Voice helped us form. It's our our disc, but he puts it out for us.
Oh wow!
So we can offer a new audience. Imagine a new artist. When I came out, I didn't know nothing about
anything.
Right.
You know, a lot of guys.
And I'm blessed to have Beb at my side. Of course, to get me away from all the
no, and a lot of people
bad,
get
whatever,
ripped off, and
you know?
It saves you from.
And
getting,
so you
yeah.
learn.
That's
and
good.
And so I want to give people what I didn't have. Which
that is
can't
great,
five, Jim. Because a lot of places you go, they won't even open the door for you.
Mm.
They don't know you.
Yeah.
You know, and then whatever, and then all they want to change you. But I just want to give them the opportunity.
It's awesome.
And it's amazing how God has blessed so many.
Now, with all this great programming, how do we watch it? How do we download it? How do we get the network?
Well, if you look page for FFE.
Well, I want to tell them. But.
Okay. At the bottom, you'll see the
yep.
web page. It's familyfriendlye.com.
Okay.
And that'll take you right now, or you can on any device then. Or if you've got Roku,
yes.
go to Roku,
yeah.
download FFE. You'll see the little...
Just FFE?
You see the little FFE symbol here.
Yeah.
And all I'm showing, we have a schedule of what our programs are. We have the Set Music City Show, National
right
Corner. I have a thing called Positive Moments that's on there.
Yeah.
We have 24-hour videos whenever else is not happening, and it's 7 days a week pretty much. Anytime you want to watch it at home or on your device, you know.
That's great.
And so I just pray, God, I want to sing. All I want to sing about is Jesus.
Yeah.
I want to get people saved.
Amen.
And I know my time is short. And so, you know, the modern day media is the fast way to reach the whole world in a short time.
Amen. Amen. Because time is short for sure. Tell me about Even After.
Well, Even After comes after we spoke with my sister. My sister and I grew up in New Orleans. It was my mom and my stepfather. My mom remarried after I was about 9 years old. And Barbara came along. And he was an old businessman, and he got caught up with the wine and dine of trying to get men to put up big money to finance oil wells in those days. And the Big Easy got his name, you know,
yeah,
pretty easily.
Came
and
by it,
he got into the alcohol and things like that, trying to do things, and got caught. And that, unfortunately, once you go down a road like that, other things come along, and Mom got tired of not coming home, and she caught him red-handed. And so they divorced when I was about end of my last 11th grade.
Oh, wow.
And
That's a tough time.
My sister and her moved to Florida.
Yeah.
My dad was always gone. My senior year of high school, I spent pretty much alone.
Yeah.
Because I drive to school. My grandparents were there, but I had a job on Saturday. But that's when, but you know, like Moses, when I started wondering, okay, why? What could be different? What's wrong with my life? What's I need this Jesus somebody. I got led to First Baptist Church, you know, and then got saved. And then my influence and Barbara Pani got off of her alcohol and got saved. And in 84, she was on the way to Fairfax Hospital in Fairfax, Virginia to celebrate 2 years of sobriety. She got saved. She stopped at cold turkey. She would go in restaurants and say, is there any alcohol in this dressing or in this meal? No, she didn't.
Wow.
She would eat it.
Yeah.
She would not drink it.
Wow.
Amazing, amazing. Go from what she was to that is all God.
Yeah.
And then, anyway, a lady on the Washington Beltway forgetting her exit just turned. My wife, the sister, had one of those full-size Jeeps. Hit that and rolled it. And Lydia had to pull asphalt out of my sister's head. And she was body cast for over a year. Oh. They kept telling my mom that to pull the plug, she was going to die or be a vegetable. And we wouldn't do that. And she finally healed up physically. She had to go to some therapy to kind of reorganize. I guess the brain's a muscle. It got all shook up. And I guess to help her kind of reset it. And actually, she wanted to become a very organized person. Went back to school, finished her degree. Went to work for Sprint when they first started their overseas network. And so she grew with it. She got the way she knew everything more than the company people did. And here's a person who was supposed to die via vessel.
Mm-mm.
Had 10 people working on her, making $70,000. And
but God.
And this is in 2000 she passed. It was a piece of something. After the accident, doctor said just float around for all those years and finally lodged. And she woke up, went to, they found her already dead that morning in her home.
Wow.
You know, and she was gone.
Yeah.
But I know she, and then on the way to, from Virginia, I was singing my first quartet We were supposed to be in Huntington, West Virginia, and Mom called me, so I put the bag in and drove to Virginia. And I cried at first, and I realized, wait a minute, Barbara's saved. I know she's in heaven.
Yeah.
I saw the change in her life. I got to be there for Mom. So I could go do that. And then we did the service the next week, and I got, and I was still, I'd moved to Kentucky. I knew I was pursuing this gospel career, but I needed God's assurances. This is what He wanted me to do.
Yeah.
Because it was almost being too easy for me. I figured I've messed up our once, but I want to make sure this is His road. I can always sing, but I want to make sure I'm doing what He wants me to do. And then so we did a service, and there was like 400 people jammed in there. 300 through the AA community that she was a part of. And I got to see one after the other, 300 plus would testify. Barbara's walk, her witness with Jesus.
Wow.
She would sit on the phone all night or go sit with them all night while they're in a crisis. You know?
Yeah.
And they'd ask, why you do that? Well, Jesus saved me from it. I want to help you with it.
Yeah.
You know? So here's my sister already in heaven a week, and they're testifying her, and they're talking about Jesus' blood, Christ, and everything that saved them.
Yeah.
So I got the idea that even her witness was still sharing the gospel, though she was gone, even after.
Wow.
And I heard a still small voice tell me, now, Jim,
come on.
I didn't give your sister the degree or the talent, but look what I did through her, through all these people affected.
Even after.
Now, go do the same thing. Let me do through you with what I've given you. And that's, you know, 24 years now.
Wow.
She would have been 64 tomorrow.
Wow.
So 24 years got to turn.
Hey, what a great testimony.
I've been on this road since then, knowing this is what God wants, and I've seen God affect people through me, you know, and it's just, it may be positive.
I love it.
And so the song really is to encourage people. The world wants to tell you your dad's an alcohol or whatever, you're going to be that. Or if you're in that, you can't get out. Well, God says no. Jesus nailed that on the cross.
Yeah.
Right? That's not a sin He didn't take on the cross with a nail.
Even after.
If He saved that thief who was on the cross, who did all kinds of bad
things.
You know, they didn't put him on the cross for stealing a hamburger.
No.
Right?
No, it was,
I mean, it
pretty
was pretty
serious.
Bad stuff. Had to be up there.
Yeah. You
know? They had prisons on there, but they're there.
Yeah.
And also, if you're struggling with what you do with God, you know, He's going to make you adequate. He's going to give you what you need.
That's right.
Just go do.
Yeah.
I was told by Glenn Payne, He gave me the talent and the desire in my heart. I just go do it with a servant's heart, and God will lead you the right way all the time.
That's every time.
Until that, all the credit has to go to Him.
That's right.
And it's amazing how God will make your life so much easier.
That.
It doesn't mean the bad doesn't go away. It goes away, but it means you're able to have a joy and a positive image. Because it's Him in you that's getting you go. And when you see people's lives change as God does that through you, it does something to you. It's like, wow, God's doing that to me. I couldn't do that before.
Amen.
But He's doing it now.
He's doing it. He can do it for you. So please accept Him in your heart, in your life. And this is all about helping you to find Jesus, because He's the answer for your life. And, the song Even After has so many different implications about, you know, even after all we've done, God still works something good out of it. But it also, even after we're gone, if we've given our life to God, of course, just like your sister, there's still lasting effects even after, you know, because God's word is eternal, and it does not return back
void. Well,
Mom
started getting involved with Compassion Friends.
Mm-hmm.
They had two gatherings each year, one in Christmas, one in spring. And Mom would have me come sing that song during those two services. And the first one in Christmas, they would light a candle in honor of their loved one.
Hmm.
In spring, they would take a balloon, write a message, and send it up to their loved one. It's a way of kind of finally letting go of their spirit, so you can move with your mourning, have a good way to think of their family.
That's amazing.
And she would have me sing that song, so see, Barbara's influence was still having effect, through going home, even after she's gone. And then when I added this song, she said, "I want you to sing both those songs."
Yeah,
God was my sister was still affecting people God was through her witness.
Well, you got to do the song now because
I will.
We've talked about it for for sure. Head on over to the singing corner there and listen, folks. I mean, really, this song, even after, plus songs he sung, the one he did at the beginning of the program, Yes He Did, is on here. The actual song, The Positive Cowboy, is on here. This is Even After from The Positive Cowboy. Get it on jimsheldonmusic.com. Here is Jim Sheldon, The Positive Cowboy, with Even After.
Tender 8 to 12, she found the missing part. Jesus came into her heart. The mission was made clear. Tell the world, not the fear. Speak to the ones who will hear. She knew the truth from the start. A sin stole her away, a bottle consumed her days. She heard the voice once again, she found her long lost friend. Her life changed till the end. When you heed to the call, it changes it all. Life is short and every day matters. There's nothing the Lord won't do to bring you back to you. Her witness still shares the gospel even after. It's been years since she's been gone. There's time for you and me. Let's make the world see. Grace he gave is still here. Mercy will restore. Life is renewed with the Lord. When you heed to the call, it changes it all. Life is short and every day matters. There's nothing the Lord won't do to bring you back to you. Your witness will share the gospel even after. Your witness will share the gospel even after. I'll see Barbara again soon. In the meantime, I'm going to serve Jesus as she did. Praise God.
It's time now for your daily devotion with Kevin Shorey. Now, here's Kevin.
Song. What a powerful, what a great song. You got to stay positive. You got to move, you know, as you, whatever life hands you, whatever life gives to you, you know, when it comes to serving the Lord, you know, there are benefits even more for yourself, but because I believe, like I read one time in My Utmost for His Highest, Oswald Chambers, one of my favorite books, where he says that the blessings that you receive are not only for you, but mainly so that you can minister to others. So that even after you're gone, that recreation, that life keeps going on. And we have to go on. Let me read you this verse, or I'll read it with you. It's down below here. You can see it. It says in Romans 8:18, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which will be revealed in us." Ah, that just gives, if that was the only verse in the Bible, I could live on that forever. For the sufferings, because we do go through tough times. If a preacher tells you he don't go through tough times, then run, because he's lying to you. But this, sorry, I got a bug. What? That bug can't be positive anymore. For the sufferings of this present time are not even compared. You can't even compare with the glory which will be revealed. There's no time for depression or discouragement, folks. If we just keep our thoughts on this verse or this hope that we have glory ahead, it waits for us at the end of whatever mission that we're on right now. Jim's is to be the positive cowboy. Mine's to be whatever, I don't know what I do. But whatever I do, it's to tell people Jesus is the answer. Whatever our mission is, whatever our station in life is, whether you're the clerk at Walmart or you're a big executive at a corporation, whether you have a TV station or you're a radio DJ, your mission is given to you by God, and you keep focusing on that instead of the problems around you and this glory that waits for us that is revealed in just Romans 8:18. It's not a fairy tale. We are heirs with Christ. We have a great inheritance. That means that he has something that Paul also tells us that eye hasn't seen or ear hasn't heard, nor has even entered in our hearts the things he's prepared for us. This alone should keep us positive. So, of course, my Devo is called Stay Positive. Like the Olympic medal ceremony, this is what I pictured when I saw this. I saw that you and me are gonna get a reward. Whatever that reward is, I know a few of what the verses said. It gives us a little clue. So stay positive to be included in this circle of champions. Like that when they do the gold and the silver and the bronze, you know, and they stand up on that platform. It's kind of like that, I believe, when he looks at us, and we're gonna hear God say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Just the fact that Jesus said that in Matthew, says my Father's going to say, "Well done." That's all the motivation we should need to stay positive and stay going forward. We can't give up. A trumpet is going to sound and we'll be caught up. This is motivation. This should be motivation right here with new bodies. Hallelujah. I should play hallelujah chorus right there. Corinthians and Colossians and a couple of other places, like four places in the New Testament, it talks about crowns that will be handed, medals will be given to us. Of course, we'll lay them at his feet, but still he gives us some rewards. And of course, when you see the dimensions and the description of heaven, do you need any more motivation? How about this one? Where Revelation says that he will call us to, they that overcome will sit with him on the throne. We'll be with our Creator, and we'll have time with him. I thought if we got to heaven, we'd be like that painting I used to see in Sunday school. Our church had a painting of Jesus on the throne, and there were people in robes, and you see their heads, and you see all different races, and then you see the next row, and the heads get smaller and smaller, and at the end of the crowd of millions and millions of people, you know, they're just dots on the painting. So I thought, well, I get to heaven, I get to be one of those dots, which is great. Just one of those little heads worshiping God forever. But Revelation says when we overcome, he'll call us up to sit with him on the throne. Come on, a future glory undoubtedly greater than we can ever even imagine is awaiting for us. That's what Romans 8:18 is telling us right now. And I believe that is for you and for me that overcome. I know it is. That's what the Bible says. And his words are yes and amen. He is not a liar. He's not a man that he should lie. Future glory will be greater than we can even imagine. So let us glorify God with our life every day. Stay positive every day. And keep up the good work. And I'll see you up there in the name of Jesus. And if you don't know him, you can find him today. Just ask Jesus. Say, "Jesus, come into my heart. I believe you're the Son of God. You died and rose again. You died for me. And you're coming back for me, and I believe your word." And if you'll just accept him, the Bible says you shall be born again. He'll wash you with his blood. He'll fill you with his spirit. Just ask him to do that. Ask him. Be honest with him. You don't have to hide anything because he knows everything anyway. Just say, "God, I'm a sinner, but you're a savior. I've been wrong too long. Come into my heart." And then keep up the good work. Stay positive, and I'll see you there. Right, Brother Jim? Got anything else to say?
Just here's another thing, someone to think about. When Jeanette and I got married, I wanted to get involved. God helped me opportunity to be teaching fourth grade Sunday school.
Yeah.
And being from my background, I wanted to help the kids get better acquainted with their fathers, since I didn't have that.
Oh, that's good. You know?
And so I created a once a month where have fathers come in and spend the Sunday school to watch their kids reading and doing the stuff they do.
Yeah.
And there's one old gentleman, I took our sociopaths to go meet with these men when I could. And there's one gentleman, long time, well-established guy, a really fine guy, but he told me all, you know, that Sunday school's up. I like my kids go, my wife, but I don't feel the need, you know. And the thing that I thought about, no one in my family that had assurance of their salvation. So I grieved a long time. But my sister, when I knew, that changed. I showed them there is a difference.
Yeah, there is.
So I thought, I said, you've got all these things, I'm sure, set aside for take care of your family once you go, right? What about their spiritual life?
Yeah.
What about when they stand over you and your pastor has to lie that you're saved, that they'll see you again?
Yeah.
They're going to grieve forever and ever.
No.
So I said, why don't you take care of the future also when you go? And if you won't get saved for yourself, get saved for them and save that long-time group. He says, you know, I never thought about that. And he came down the aisle about three months later after coming in and watching his kids and seeing.
Yeah.
You know, and the kids loved it. They perked up. Daddy was in Sunday school.
Yeah.
You know, and it's amazing how that.
Yeah, if you're not going to do it for yourself, do it for the family, whatever.
That's right.
But one way,
you know?
Just do it and accept God. You know, Jim, of anybody I know, you are the epitome of this song that I believe you wrote with some others.
Gloves.
Yes, you are the gloves.
I wrote some, and this whole thing is talking about how God began to make me. He got me saved first, you know.
Exhibit A, trials, folks. Yes.
You know,
and now the positive cowboy.
You know,
I got 2 minutes, so you got to have you sing now. So
I've got it.
He's going to do it. Here's the positive cowboy. Let's close out this Devos.
This has been your daily devotion with Kevin Shorey. We hope you were blessed by it. For more inspirational messages, be sure and watch Soapbox Sermons and Partner Prayer every Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Now, back to Kevin.
I mean it, Jim, man. If I think of anybody, not only just Positive Cowboy, anybody that is his gloves, it's you, my brother. And I appreciate you so much for being here today.
That's why I do what I do.
Come on now. Here is Jim Sheldon one more time with the song from this CD called Gloves. Here he is.
I don't want to waste the future, don't want to waste today. Every hour lost is too high a price to pay. These 56 acres, freedom that they bring, are only made complete by the peace my Father brings. The tool don't do a thing to toil and turn the dirt. His Spirit fills the gloves, the hands must do the work. I can mend the fences, put a roof upon the barn, keep all in good order here on this family farm. But unless God is in me, there's nothing I can do. He shows me direction, but I must follow through. The tool don't do a thing to toil and turn to dirt. The Spirit fills the gloves, the hands must do the work.
He's got work for each and every one of us. We'll empty ourselves and let Him fill us. Amazing what He'll do through you. And so I give it freely and lay it at His feet. This land belongs to me. It ain't mine to keep. I get up every morning, got my work cut out. By letting it all go, I figured one thing out. The two don't do a thing to toil and turn to dirt. Your spirit fills the gloves, the hands must do the work. So go be God's glove. He'll fill you. You'll accomplish things you'll never dream you could, because He's inside you. God bless you.
Ba-dum, ba-dum, for sure. Thank you all for watching today. And I stand corrected by Charlene, reminding me that Hank Snow was the first I've Been Everywhere Man, not Johnny Cash. I said Johnny Cash. Hank Snow, I think she is right. And Nancy Kay, Isaiah, good to see you guys in. And Ronald from Keokuk, Iowa, I'm glad you're in the house today. Good to see you, my brother. And one more mention. Diane is a new watcher, I believe. Old and back again. It's been a long time. So I'm glad you're back, Miss Diane. Glad everybody's here so that we can together share Jesus and let everybody together know Jesus is the answer for this world today. Tomorrow we'll be back at a Fritzy Friday. Yay! I love it when she's on. We'll see you tomorrow. Once again, I can't say it enough. On this National Day of Prayer, keeping an attitude of prayer today. Lift up our nation, lift up others, lift up your church, your pastor, and your family today. On this National Day of Prayer, Jesus is the answer. That's why we pray and talk to Him, because He's the answer for this world today. See you tomorrow.
This brings to a close another edition of AM Kevin. We're glad you could join us. If you'd like to contact us, you can write us at Kevin Shorey Ministries, P.O. Box 222, Pleasant View, Tennessee, 37146. Our email address is kshoreymin@aol.com, and you can visit our website, kevinshorey.com. Be sure and follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. When you do, be sure and hit the like button and the notification bell so you'll know when we go live. Join us again next time when we present another edition of AM Kevin. And remember, Jesus is the answer for this world today. AM Kevin is part of the outreach ministry of Kevin Shorey Ministries, Inc., all rights reserved.